And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
This is Melanie Gobert, your host today for today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program brought to you by educators worldwide. Joining us today is Fatia Jalad. She's a secondary school teacher in Madia, Tunisia, and she also recently completed her PhD in cultural studies. Her topic today is the use of blogs to motivate student writing. Welcome, Fatia.
Thank you so much.
Okay, how can blogs motivate students to write more often?
Well, blogs offer a unique opportunity to stimulate students to write often. Blogs are promising when it comes to intrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivation is the fact of being motivated to write without expecting to receive any external rewards. To make it simple, students usually they write because of grades, to receive good grades, okay? Because it's an instruction provided by the teacher, and usually this specific activity is seen as boring by students. That's why some of them don't take it even seriously. So the fact of trying to work on intrinsic motivation works for the longer term. That is, this is promising because students will not see their writings as a product to be placed on a shelf, accumulating dust. No one will read it except the teacher or maybe classmates. So this promising view when using blogs will enable students to see their writings as meaningful contribution. It's not a product, okay, that will be forgotten. So in this respect, conventional writing is not engaging or as motivating as blogging is. So I believe as a teacher that the educational community can benefit a lot from blogs and of course, encourage students to share their writings with an international and wide audience. And personally, from my own experience, I have some of my students who even after graduation, they told me that they still check their writings and they enjoy reading their writings. So this is a key proof that writing, that blogs are motivational and they can solve many problems.
Okay, can you take us through the steps that are necessary to implement blogging effectively?
Well, some teachers might wonder whether it is, first of all, free or not. So the fact of creating a blog is totally free. And it's simple, following three main steps. All what is required is a valid address email, naming the blog, whether it is a class blog. Of course, this is the for the teacher, a tutor blog or a student blog. You just name, okay, your blog, and you choose the template, okay, how to arrange sections. Then you immediately start sharing pictures, writings, your thoughts. Some students might even practice the activity of sharing their diaries, some thoughts, poetry, whatever kind, any kind of or genre of writing. So it's, as I said, it's simple and for free. It doesn't need a lot of effort or time.
So what blogging platforms do you recommend?
The easiest platform is blogger.com, where the teacher, of course, can play the role of moderator. The teacher can provide students with some pieces of advice how to create the blog, maybe through trying a session, okay, inviting students during a tutorial session, how to create a blog, how to share thoughts, how to comment. And this step is highly important because it will allow students to know how everything works and to know the similarities. You know, some of them are not using to use blocks, so it's very important to make them familiar with how to use it effectively.
Okay, some practical details. How many blogging entries would you require in a semester? And what types of blogging activities would you require? Because if it's all just self-reflection or journal writing, that's just one genre.
Yeah, I know it's the job of teaching is tiring, so we're not going to add another burden for the teacher. So personally, in Tunisia, after at the end of each module, we devote a session for writing. So we call it writing as a process in which we focus on a specific genre, writing an article, letter, poem, whatever genre. So at the end of each module, that is probably one piece of writing every month, approximately. So I will tell you personally how it works. I select a student, usually from low achievers, those who do not perform well, who are struggling to write, who are not motivated, etc., who suffer from a variety of issues in writing. And I will tell the student that by the end of the session, I will collect this piece of writing, I will revise it, then I will share it on the class blog, because usually in my classes, I keep a class blog. Okay, it's a sort of virtual wall on which I share the student's piece of writing, and all of his friends, classmates, even at school, have access to that class blog. And usually this is motivational because the student will feel proud. So that sense of pride that my piece of writing is shared, everyone is reading it. And of course the teacher, he needs to revise his work and not to avoid offensive comments, you know, or comments that might badly affect his motivation, so that we don't have side effects. Also, sometimes we assign project works. So in order to gain time, so we could add a grade for students who share their works on the class blog. So this is, of course, at the beginning of implementing this strategy of blogging. Okay, so this will enable students to get use it to share their works.
So you were actually the one that will revise the writing and publish it on the class blog.
Yeah, at the beginning, of course, of implementing this methodology. Then once the students, maybe this is for the first semester, okay? Once the students get used to blogging, we need to bear in mind that some students, especially from our sections, are not familiar with technology, so they have some problems. Once they get used to the technique, they have an idea about the blogging, how it works, how the teacher revises, etc., then we'll move to student autonomy. Students will be asked to send their works, to share them, since they will normally, by the second semester, everyone will have his or her own blog, okay? And they will be able to share their works, to comment on each other's work. So they will also try peer review, okay? So here we need to be patient step by step. And also it depends on the level of students. Sciences students, usually students from scientific branches, are better ready and they perform usually better than other students. So because of familiarity with technology and they don't have anxiety when using such technological tools. However, if students are familiar with technology or students are of an advanced level, so things will work well from the beginning, and it will not depend too much or require too much work from the part of the teacher. So it's going to be really as a student-centered approach.
Okay, just a couple more practical questions. Okay, how do you deal with errors? And what do you think are going to be the challenges of artificial intelligence?
Yeah, artificial intelligence has become an issue, especially with this ChatGPT. So, of course, there are many technological tools that make the teacher aware whether the student is committing plagiarism or not, whether this is his or her work or not. And here we're talking about students. So with time, the teacher gets used to know whether this is the style of my student. Is this really his own or her own writing, or it is fake? So just pasted from somewhere, from the copied and pasted from a certain website. Personally, this happened to me, to be honest. It happens. You know, students, they will try different things, especially at the beginning, at the first time when we implement this strategy. So they want just to gain grade, to also maybe gain satisfaction from the teacher. Look, teacher, I've done my homework. I have shared my piece of writing. So the teacher needs to be clever how to deal with these things. So we are working on motivation. It's not about the quality of writing. So it doesn't matter if the writing includes errors. So from the beginning, I made the instructions clear. The teacher needs to make clear instructions. Don't worry about mistakes. I will revise them. Your friends will revise them. We are learning. Make as many mistakes as you want. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we learn from each other. We make a progress, okay? And even your audience, so when they comment, all of them, so most of them will make mistakes. Even native speakers make mistakes, so don't worry. Just write, practice your activity, and with time you will make progress. When it comes to plagiarism, I will try my best to talk in private to the student and warn him or her for the first time that this is unethical. Okay, you need to make an effort. So we are here working to improve your writing skill, which will be highly beneficial for you in the future, in your future career, etc. And usually it works. So when we talk in private and we make things clear, okay, and you have a second chance to write your own piece of writing, and I give him or her a period of time, you have 1 week period, okay, to correct this mistake and don't repeat it, etc. So things work well. Teachers need to be ready to face a variety of problems, issues, and even technical issues. Some students might write irrelevant comments. Some of them might try to demotivate each other. Sometimes they enter in sort of unhealthy competition. So the teacher will play a major role.
Okay, Fatia, thank you so much for joining us on today's TTELT podcast, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. This has been your host, Melanie Gobert. Again, thank you, Fatia, for joining us.
Thank you so much, dear Melanie. I hope to see you soon. Keep it up.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by educators worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.